Hey, believer, welcome to From Head to Heart. Do you know in your head God loves you, but struggle to feel it in your heart? Have you ever been let down by people so you believe God will let you down too? Do you ever feel like you have to choose between God or your feelings? I'm Jessica, someone who loves Jesus but didn't grow up in the church. For a long time, I believed that if I didn't take care of myself, then no one would. I believed so many lies about my worth and identity in Christ. I wondered if I would ever be able to discern God's voice over my voice. I realized that even in my mistakes, with all the choices I made, I am still loved by a God whose love isn't transactional. Now is your time to finally know and understand God's love for you, that you can trust God and hear from God. If you are ready to grow your relationship with God and need a starting place to process your feelings, pull up a seat and join us at the table. Today is the first day you begin to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Hey friend, I'm so glad that you're here. Welcome to the podcast. My name is Jessica Hoddle and I'm your host. Today, we're just talking about finding your way back to God after betrayal and pain. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the time that their hurt hurt you. I know how difficult it can be to process this kind of pain of finding your way back to God. This is something that often comes up when I talk to the women inside of my mentorship program and my Facebook support group. You can join either of those, link in the show notes below. But also, that I have these conversations in real life. We talk about how betrayal and pain can cause this distance between God and us. And I often think also that this comes from the idea that we have to choose between God or our feelings. Our feelings, they don't lead us, they don't make our decisions, but they have to have a seat at the table. We can't deny this other part of us that God created and call it holy and good. We just can't, because then what happens is we're actually creating this war within ourselves. We're at the same time trying to live this holy life while this other part of us is continuing to just shove ourselves down and shove ourselves down. Think of the beach ball that you have in the pool, where you are trying to shove that beach ball that's all blown up under the water and you're trying to hold it there. After a while, you're going to get exhausted. And then what happens to the beach ball? When you let it go, it flies up and it goes in some weird direction and it kind of explodes up. And that's what happens. We can pretend all day long like we don't have feelings or they don't exist, but they're going to show themselves. And so this is why we talk about this inside of my mentorship program. And we address it inside the support group of the Facebook support group. And so some would say it's because they feel the shame and they feel guilt and they don't feel good enough or worthy to be in God's presence or to read his word. And they feel like the mistakes that they've made are just too far gone. Like it's too much for them to bear. So why would God want to even deal with them? The women that I work with, they might think that they're embarrassed and think, how can God love me after all of this? And if you've ever felt any of those, I highly encourage you to join me. But others would say it's the betrayal and pain caused by the world and other people, especially even those in the church body, that caused the distance. Because how can a good God allow such pain to exist, right? I'm sure at some point we've asked ourselves this question. They find themselves angry at God, upset and confused. And I talked with these women often about how pain exists and how it's real, but God isn't out to get them. This is something that's so important in the women that I work with, is that we have to get to the root of who God really is and not through the lens of our pain. It's why laying this foundation in my spiritual growth mentorship program was important, because everything we do is based on our perspective of how we view God and how we believe God views us. So our theology, really the study and nature of God, develops and creates this intimacy with God. I know for me, man, it's been such a journey with the Lord. And although I've been saved for about what, 13 years now, especially I would say the first half of my being saved, it was a very shallow walk. I was still in the shallow end, tipping my toes around, living kind of the way that I wanted to live and carrying so much pain and hurt. And I really struggled with reconciling. I am loved and God loves me and I can love God. And there's this mutual relationship that we have. Doesn't mean it always feels good, but growing up in this kind of chaotic and manipulative and abusive home where hurting people lived, I created this version of love that I thought was real and true, right? And I believe that I had to fight to survive. I had to take care of myself because if I didn't do it, then nobody would, right? Maybe you thought that too. So I knew that returning to God from pain, it wasn't going to be a quick fix. It wasn't going to be just some book I read or scripture I could memorize. It was knowing that I had to walk with Jesus, which is walking in the Word, because Jesus is the Word, every single day to follow his lead, as Jesus said. Whatever he saw his Father doing, he would do. And I want to do whatever I see Jesus doing. And so since Jesus says to follow him, I began to slowly, and definitely at quite a distance, I might add, follow him. I wanted and I desired, because I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I was sick and tired of being stuck in pain and having these reactions and being triggered. And now I'm not saying, I mean, I still get triggered. I was triggered last night in a situation, but I'm aware of them now and I can process them in a more healthy way and go to the Lord about them as they come up. And sometimes it is so hard to see the goodness of God when it feels like there's so much loss around us, right? The relationship that didn't work out, the friendship that ended unexpectedly, the job that you thought you had, and the hard work you put in not to lose any weight. So why do we leave God? It's that betrayal and the pain. It will want us to turn from God. And instead of returning to God, we just turn to our pain. And our pain only begins to amplify. We may be angry at the fact that the people so operate in the church body that hurt us. Maybe the pain caused us to hide in shame and turn from God because we decided we didn't deserve his love. You know, the story of Jonah it's known for many things. You know, Jonah ran away from where God called him to go to preach the destruction of Nineveh. The fish swallowed him, spit him up on dry land, and he finally obeyed. But the reason for Jonah's wrestling with his faith is made clear in the final chapter of this book, using a plant. Jonah didn't wrestle with his faith because God asked him to do what was hard. Jonah wanted Nineveh to be destroyed, but God had mercy on him. God had mercy on Nineveh. Jonah wrestled with his faith because he knew God was going to be gracious and compassionate to those he didn't feel deserved it. I think we can relate to Jonah on many levels of this. Obviously, we see a foreshadowing of Jesus through Jonah, meaning that we see a foreshadowing of Jesus through the book of Jonah, where Jesus died once for all, and we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And so that means that Jesus died for all, even the ones that we don't believe deserve it. So I think we can relate to Jonah, right? Because there are people that have hurt us that we don't think deserve mercy. But then we can look at ourselves and go, oh yeah, that's right. I know I need mercy too. Now, this doesn't excuse anyone's behavior. Please hear me when I say that. But it allows us to process in a healthier way, not abiding in our pain, but abiding in the truth. Now, I'm sure you were hoping for steps and things to do, because we love steps and strategies and tips and tricks how to do this. And I go more in depth on this topic in my spiritual growth mentorship program. But when we return to God, it's important we recognize that he never left us, that we left him. But a few things to get you started: confession and repentance. Number one, confessing to God where you are, being honest with him and yourself. Number two, repenting and turning from your ways and turning back to God. This requires action on our part. The pursuit of something good and healing, because everything in us, because our brains are lazy, will want to return to the old ways. But it's through the abiding, which is the action part, we can slowly but surely find our way back into the arms of the Father as the prodigal son did. This is our return to God moment. Friend, I just want you to know that you're not too far from God. There is no sin that is not covered by the blood of Jesus. Anything else you hear is of the devil, because he is the father of lies. There's no truth in him. Today, you get to confess and repent. And I'm praying today that you decide to do that, because he's for you and he's not against you. I know that this life can feel unpredictable, and we can find ourselves trying to be pulled away by the lies and finding ourselves straying from our faith. It's not too late to return to God and find your way back home. I'd love to come alongside you. You can join us inside the Facebook support group, or if you want a more in-depth teaching and personal coaching and mentorship, join us inside the Spiritual Growth Mentorship. I would love to do this with you. And as always, challenge the way you think to change the way you live.
Do you struggle with feelings of deep loneliness, fear of rejection, or FOMO? Do you battle depression and anxiety on a daily basis? Are you unsure of how to handle it all? Do you want to learn how to make better and wiser decisions, deal with past trauma, heal from heartbreak, walk in forgiveness, all from a biblical perspective? I know what it feels like to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders while feeling like you are slowly drowning in it all. I wished I could get rid of the pain that I felt, yet I couldn't understand how God loved me on a personal level. Imagine if you had a framework where someone was there to help guide you on how to handle it all while growing your relationship with God and finally learning how to trust Him. This isn't about just praying away your feelings, your loneliness. This is about knowing you don't have to accept them, but you get to walk with the Lord through them. That's why I created the Spiritual Growth Framework course, where I teach you how to heal your heart and your life on the most practical level from a biblical perspective. Friend, it's not about how much you know, but how much you believe about what you know. You don't have to pray away your pain or pretend like it doesn't exist anymore. You don't have to memorize scripture hoping it will all go away. Is memorizing scripture important? Yes, but it's not the only thing. God's with you now and forever. He cares about your pain and your feelings. In my Spiritual Growth Framework course, you'll be able to walk away with practical application steps to heal every day, not just on long weekends or in the perfect quiet time. I'm here to show you how healing is possible, even in the smallest pockets of time. What if you said goodbye to emotional wounds, unforgiveness, and pain, and say hello to a newfound relationship with God, a place where you feel safe, heard, seen, and loved, a place where you feel like you didn't have to hide? Head on over to jessicahoddle.com/heal to join me today inside of my Spiritual Growth Framework course, where your feelings have a seat at the table but will no longer be the centerpiece. It's time to heal your heart and your life. Head to jessicahoddle.com/heal to get started, and I'll see you there, friend.